all campuses of the University of the West Indies in the region are to begin clinical trials for COVID-19. The Dean of the Medical Faculty of Sciences at UE's St. Augustine campus, Professor Terence Mungall, says the study will be spearheaded by the World Health Organization.
It is proposed that the study be done throughout the countries in which the University of the West Indies is, and that would be Trinidad, Barbados, the Bahamas, and Jamaica. We have a committee that's across the four countries that is chaired by one of our colleagues, Professor Marvin Reed of the Mona campus. Apart from its international design, the study is also looking at four therapeutic options: remdesivir, ritonavir, interferon beta, and hydroxychloroquine versus standard care or usual care, whatever that is in the country in which the study is being done.
Professor Mungall this morning said the participants will be given a consent form before anything begins. He also noted the various studies will be done randomly.
Patients will be given the opportunity of enrolling in the study. Of course, they may say no. And if they say yes, they would have to sign a consent form. And of course, further information will be given to them. The study compares these drugs against the usual, what we call usual care or the standard of care. And if someone opts to go into the study, they cannot say which line of treatment they must get. It is what we call randomized, and the randomization process is done by the WHO. We hope that after this study, there will be clear evidence as to which of these drugs will help in the treatment of COVID-19. The date of starting of the study, we still have to get approval of the Ethics Committee. The Ministry of Health's Ethics Committee handles national studies of this type, and then the UWI Ethics Committee. So it's been submitted. And the Ethics Committee, we don't want to put any pressure on them because they must look through the study in detail and be comfortable for it to be carried out here in Trinidad and Tobago.
Professor Terence Mungall was speaking at the COVID-19 daily update earlier today.